أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
These days, where on one hand there are benefits of social media and people do benefit from it, on the other hand, there are also some aspects of social media which are harmful. Taking advantage of social media, these days, opponents use extremely foul language against the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. They spew lies and filth against the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which injure the sentiments of Ahmadis when they hear them. Then, in retaliation, some Ahmadis respond to them in a wrongful manner. Though they may be well-intentioned, they end up using such language that can be taken in the wrong sense. This is not our practice. An Ahmadi should abstain from this. It is not our job to use inappropriate language or to respond in a manner where we inadvertently use language that can become the means of degrading anyone in any way. Which the opponents can then take advantage of and go on to say that, God forbid, we dishonor the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his companions, when in actual fact, the rank in which we hold the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions cannot be comprehended by these people even to the millionth degree. Everything that we possess is sacrificed for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the seal of all prophets, who is God's beloved and final law-bearing prophet. With regards to his companions, there are countless instances in which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has used such words and said such things which are far beyond the comprehension of these opponents who speak against us. Thus, not only do our hearts revere the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed we do, and it is matchless, but we also hold dear the rank of his companions. Hence, every Ahmadi should bear this in mind. And every Ahmadi should avoid saying anything that creates a wrong impression or has the potential to leave a wrong impression in any way. Some Ahmadis think that they have exhibited great honor by giving a particular response. This is their response upon asking them. However, this so-called honor is in fact ignorance. If an Ahmadi says such things that can be taken to mean the wrong thing in any way, then they are actually becoming a means for defaming the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and the Jamaat. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam states, "You must remain patient and always exhibit patience." On one occasion, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "People curse at me, but I do not care about their cursing, nor do I feel sorry for them, because they are helpless. The only way they can hide their helplessness and depravity is by cursing. They employ vulgarities and absurd ploys because they have no arguments or any answers, and so cursing is all they can do." The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, "They can issue edicts of disbelief, file false cases, and concoct different types of false accusations and slander. They can exert all their efforts against me, and they will witness who the ultimate decision will be in favor of. They may try whatever they please, but Allah the Almighty is with the promised Messiah alayhi salam, and so they shall witness who will ultimately prevail." The promised Messiah al-Islam states, "If I were to start caring about their cursing, then it would take away from the task which God has entrusted to me. Therefore, while I do not care for their cursing, I advise my community that it would behove them to hear their curses and endure them. And under no circumstances should they respond to cursing with cursing, because that eliminates blessings. They should exhibit examples of patience and forbearance and exhibit their morals. Certainly remember that there is a dangerous divide between intellect and passion. Intellect cannot prevail in the presence of passion and anger. However, a person who exhibits examples of patience and forbearance is given a light, which brings about a new luster to their abilities of intellect and understanding. Then this light begets light. Since anger and passion darken the heart and mind, darkness begets darkness. Hence, this is a lesson which we must always remember. Those who become self-proclaimed scholars and start responding on social media to non-Ahmadis and so-called clerics who raise allegations against us should abstain from doing so. If they want to search for answers, then they should consult the scholars of the Jamaat, those who possess an in-depth knowledge of Jamaati literature, and the responses given should be powerful, and they should emphatically refute the allegations being raised. You must act according to the teachings of the promised Messiah alayhi salam, which in reality are the true teachings of Islam. Otherwise, whilst being a part of the Jamaat, you will be defaming it. May Allah the Almighty save us from the evil of the mischievous, and also grant sense to those who display their false honor and at times become the means of spreading disorder and chaos because of the language they use. Instead of responding on social media, if we were to prostrate before Allah the Almighty, offer our prayers with absolute devotion and sincerity, and develop such pain in our prostrations that swiftly stirs the honor of Allah the Almighty, then we will quickly attain much better results than what these people seek to attain by giving responses. Hence, every Ahmadi should abstain from using any sort of language which needlessly gives the opponents an opportunity to say that an Ahmadi said such and such. Our morals must be of the highest and loftiest standards. Those who do not have lofty morals do not honor their pledge of allegiance to the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Therefore, we must analyze ourselves, everyone should assess themselves and ponder, and instead of giving inappropriate responses, focus on prayers. May Allah the Almighty enable all of us to do so and turn the opponent's evil back onto them and protect against them.
Alhamdulillah, na'udhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'aghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله